Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Okay, now Michelle, every now and then I just stumble across the coolest website. And, you know, I immediately, you know, I'm always just emailing you immediately saying, you just got to hop on this thing. Well, check this one out. It's iloveyoutohealth.com.
Now, come on. I love it. I just love the name alone.
I love you to health. So immediately I'm all over it. And there it is. Dr. Russ Lomdeau. Of course, I speak French. He is a doctor of physical therapy. I thought you'd like that. He's a doctor of physical therapy. He's the one who started this whole thing. And this is what it's all about. Dropping weight as a couple. Get it? Love you to health. I just love you to health. And he's got the most amazing background. He was formerly 400 pounds himself, a stand-up comic, and, as it were, a big loser. And he's dropped 200 pounds, and he's had this amazing journey. And now through his company, I Love You to Health, he's dedicated his work to helping couples gain the skills necessary to get better together. I mean, is this just the coolest, Michelle? Seriously.
I love it. The whole thing, the whole story. I'm so happy that that we have Dr. Russ, as I'm going to call him, because I don't speak French like you do, on our show today.
Dr. Russ, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on board. We want to just like jump in there and just ask you, is someone you love struggling with their weight? What do you do?
Well, you know, this is a really, really interesting question, and certainly a question that has been contemplated by more than one couple in the history of the world. First of all, before we get started, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate being on the show. I've had some opportunity to listen to previous shows, and I think you guys are doing some really awesome work. And Michelle, by the way, don't worry that you don't speak French, neither do I.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay, then, honey, you ought to pitch the last name because this thing's going to kill people here. You know, we'll just call you Dr. Russ, you know?
I think that'll be fine. So should a couple lose weight together? I think it's a great topic to discuss. And my answer is absolutely not. No, I think it's a terrible idea. I think that it's just going to cause all kinds of trouble and tension. However, should a couple get healthy together? That's a slightly different, but incredibly profound difference, wouldn't you say?
Yay!
Totally
I love it.
Totally profound. I was wondering if you were going to tell us that we should be doing this together with our spouses or a significant other, and I think I'd kill mine.
Well, you know, the answer is this. If it's all about weight loss, you're going to have trouble. Because even when, let's say, one person in the couple wants to lose weight, they don't want to hear about it from their significant other. The amount of tension that's created there is beyond palpable. But what would happen if the two of you got on the same page about your health goals, kind of created this common vision and purpose around aging well and aging healthy together? It's really not about weight loss. It's about being healthy. Obesity is a symptom. Obesity causes a tremendous amount of health problems. And I agree that many of us should weigh less. Gosh, when I was 410 pounds, my issue was that I needed to lose weight. But what I really needed to do was get healthier. I mean, there's some research to suggest that when people get older, it's probably a good thing that they have a little extra weight on.
Right.
Because who knows what, right? You're familiar with this research, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the thing that I love about your work, and I obviously provoked you, you know, with that whole issue of should, you know, if someone's struggling with their weight, should you both, you know, shed weight together as a couple? You know, you turned it inside out and you said it's all about health and wellness. And if you do health and wellness and you cook together, you are able to think about your nutrition together. And it's not about trying to compare a man and a woman or whomever with weight, because every single person is different. They're going to change their body composition uniquely to them. It's not about that. It's about aiming for specific health goals. So how do you help guide them, Russ?
Well, again, you're exactly right, and that's where we start. We get the couple to engage together and sort of sign on to being healthy together. And by getting them to participate together and cook together and be more physically active together and sort of participate on one another's level. I mean, for instance, I'm a world-class kayaker. A couple of years ago, I kayaked completely around the circumference of Long Island. It was like 270 miles in a week. Okay, wow. My significant other, she's sort of a recreational kayaker, so that when we kayak together, I just don't take off. Okay, I understand that we need to be on the same level. So very often, I'll just kind of be where she is, and I'll be so happy and excited that we're just out together.
Yay, I love that approach. You know, bag that whole competitive thing and, you know, all that silliness. That's just a bunch of people who have low self-esteem who have to put someone else down and make them wrong and make them not as good, you know, as you. I think when a couple loves one another, that it's really important for them to support and to be on that same page, and because no one's ever going to be equal. So I love that, Russ. I mean, that really sounds great.
Thank you. And, you know, here's the key word. Ready? Compassion.
Compassion. Yay.
Here's how we define it at I Love You to Health. Compassion is the ability to love somebody exactly the way they are, but still want more for them. And we can have compassion for our spouse, and we can have compassion for ourselves. And this is a big issue. I heard you discussing body image and all sorts of weight loss stuff. As people transform themselves, it is essential that they have compassion, that they love themselves for exactly who they are, but still want better for themselves. This takes away the whole self-loathing thing. You follow?
Right. Yep.
Oh, gosh, I think you're absolutely spot on. You know, in a relationship, when everyone falls in love and whatever, it starts with passion, duh. But, you know, what's interesting, a healthy evolution is when it transforms from passion to compassion. It's a very,
absolutely,
you know, maturing, evolving, you know, issue. And a lot of people get stuck in that passion thing saying, oh, why can't we have exactly the same passion 10 years later? Not so much. It's evolving. It's growing. It's maturing into something very deep. That's not just about a bunch of dopamine slapping you in the face. It's about really knowing that person. And when it comes to this whole issue of, you know, health and weight and all this stuff in a couple, that could be a real touchy issue. What's the biggest challenge? Throw us one of the biggest challenges that a couple runs into.
I think one of the biggest challenges is untangling the impact versus the intent. You know, every time you say something to your spouse or your significant other about, you know, gee, that's your second bowl of ice cream, it's going to impact them in a very specific way. And you're going to know what
negative.
That impact is right away by the way that they answer you.
Right, negative.
And that may not have been your intent. So
right.
A lot of times what we talk to customers, to clients about, is we get them at a point when the emotions are low to really lay out their intention for one another and really sort of establish that baseline of intention. Listen, honey, what I really want for us is to be healthier. What I really and agree on these things together at a time when the emotions are low. It's probably
not a good time when
the emotions get high to have these.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell everyone out there, you have got to get over to the website iloveyoutohealth.com so you can read more about what Dr. Russ Lamdu is doing as he helps counsel couples who want to get healthy together. And, oh, by the way, they'll also look and feel better, too. That's one of those sidebar things. Thank you so much for being on her radio. Get on over to iloveyoutohealth.com. I'm Dr. Pam with L. King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.